You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. The podcast.
Fascinating story by Rob Domofsky on ESPN.com involving Aaron Rodgers and really just the timeline of how it all broke down. It goes back to 2019 and just working out Drew Lock starts there. So you want to give that a read for sure. Also give this a read. This is also just new to ESPN.com. The headline reads this: why the Cleveland Browns are legitimate Super Bowl threats in 2021. Seven reasons they could emerge in the AFC. That's by Mike Clay. So you want to check that out. Something we talked about also earlier in the show. Yeah, right. Well, no, but it's still it's certainly something we were kicking around and something that is definitely worth your time. So as we talk about the different NFL conversations, you know, if Aaron Rodgers does sit out this season, can he call it load management? Can he just say, you know, I got some injuries. I want to get him right. I want to be healthy in time for the playoffs. Let Jordan Love get us to the postseason. Then I'll come back. And
this is what you guys wanted, right?
This is what we want. Okay. I'm getting old. I shouldn't play in all these games. Load management was something we had a spirited conversation about earlier in
the
show.
That's a great way to describe it.
And it was based on a great rant by Mike Greenberg, by Greeny, on his show yesterday. When it was based on a tweet by LeBron James, who said that he wasn't able to play against the Rockets, but as he used the phrase, more importantly, he would be there to raise the banner for their championship from last year. And let's just say that set Greeny off about a problem in the NBA.
Nothing is more important than playing a game. You have a game. Don't tell me to care about your games if you're telling me you don't. Don't tell me I should get excited about these games if you're telling me you don't. You're not excited. It's more important to raise the banner. Anyone can raise the banner. We came to watch a game. We came to watch you play. You're the best player. Now, again, I don't like doing this when it comes to LeBron because LeBron traditionally has not load managed. But at the end of the day, it is just a perfect microcosm of what has gone wrong here. The players have decided the regular season doesn't matter.
Anyone can raise the banner. No, anyone cannot raise the banner. Like I'm going to have to ask Greeny when I leave, when I walk past him on the elevator. Greeny, do you not understand the Jets have been trying to raise a banner since Joe Namath? Not anyone can raise the damn banner. And LeBron James not playing against the Rockets because he wants to give himself an extra day to heal, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that at all. And
less
I understand.
To do with that and more to do with the more importantly part of it, yes. Meaning I can't play in the game.
What's the amount of games?
More importantly, I'll be here for this.
What are the amount of games that would bother you if I load manage? 82 games. One? Would it bother you if I load manage one
If
game?
You don't play because you just don't play, not because you have an injury?
Okay, so who are you referring to?
One bothers me.
Who are you referring to?
There's several instances in the league that you see this over the last three, four years.
Who?
Where they have sat out players. Players have sat out. Who? Greg Popovich started this with Kawhi and Tim Duncan back then.
Tell me who.
There's one, Kawhi.
Kawhi's been injured.
Kyrie.
Well, Kyrie's an anomaly. Let's be honest about it.
And he's been injured.
Kyrie's an anomaly.
Both.
We have
Kyrie
seen this.
Doesn't speak for the whole
you
league.
You guys are acting like this is completely made up. Like it's not
no,
something.
It's not.
Load management is a word we created.
It's not made up.
It's just becoming such a thing that people are really blowing it out of proportion.
Adam Silver blew it out of proportion when he addressed it.
Well, on big time games because people are complaining about
it.
Yeah,
big time. Not only big time games, big time television games.
Yeah, national games.
That's what
national
it's about.
Games.
Where does
That's
all the money come from that you get paid for? Where's the revenue coming from these huge TV deals? And now you're sitting out. Because of load management?
Okay, so we keep saying sitting out because of load management, sitting out because of load management. This is only brought up because LeBron. LeBron, the day of and even the day before, he's going to play tonight. He may play tomorrow night. Oh, it looks like we left the show saying, oh, we're going to watch LeBron play.
Right, against the Knicks.
Against the Knicks. Well, okay, well, he sits out. Okay, good. We left the show against the Rockets. Oh, we're going to see LeBron play tonight. Okay, he said he made a decision to give it another night, but with that being said, I'm going to be here to celebrate raising the banner with my teammates.
He said more importantly.
More importantly.
More
okay,
important
more
than
importantly.
Me not playing tonight.
Oh, God, hey, stop. Hey, if he hurts himself, what's more important?
I want to get callers in on this. Go ahead.
Let me give you an analogy that some people were using. They say,
yes,
so
please, social media.
If I go to a restaurant to have a specific item on the menu and they tell me they're not serving that tonight,
who
at least I
people?
Can walk out without paying. Maybe that's what needs to happen.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know players were food.
I'm not referring to human players
I didn't know that.
As food
yeah,
or materialistic things. There are things that accumulate.
Entertainment. As it's called entertainment. I wanna,
let me just
I come
for you.
To
you.
Entertain.
Okay.
No,
you know, it doesn't matter if
no,
I'm
you're
going
to play
not.
Basketball, and I'm paying to watch it.
Okay, so but I have to play every single game if I feel hurt?
But if I'm hurt, man.
You said I feel hurt.
I'm hurt.
That's not always the case. In fact, it reached a point where a team was fined if you don't have an injury, so now we make them up.
That's
a real thing.
That's right. Not true.
This is unfair advantage. So I'm bringing in callers now. 888-SAY-ESPN.
And that's going to be an advantage to you because they don't know what they're talking about. But I'll listen.
All right. Well, let's see. Is it Pepe in West Palm Beach? Pepe.
It is. Yes, it is.
How are you?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning,
Pepe. Okay. Let me say we know that the NBA ratings are plummeting or have plummeted.
No, actually, all sports have dropped their ratings. By the way,
all sports ratings have dropped.
Don't let that narrative fool you.
Please,
that NBA
don't.
Rates
can
are
we
plummeting.
Let the man talk.
Just saying.
Well, because right, we don't want them.
Yeah,
putting
let me hold
stuff
on a second, and you can add this to one of the reasons why, besides all the fundamental parts of the game changing. If somebody can explain to me how you can watch a basketball game and being an ex-player not get frustrated by watching these guys run down the court when they have the ball. It's actually running. I watched the game. And as far as the load management, the other night LeBron was going to play against the Knicks. I was really excited about that. I heard it about 2 days before the game. And then I heard he wasn't playing the night of the game, maybe about an hour before. I did not watch the game, and I'm a Knicks fan. That's just, I think there's a lot of people like that. Thank you.
Thank you, Pepe. That was a nationally televised game, by the way, on TNT.
But he was hurt.
Yeah.
If I put him out on the floor against the Knicks, and he re-injures himself because he's not 100% healthy or doesn't feel good, and he's kind of compensating, and he injures something, then what's the conversation a week from now? Had he not played in the Knicks game, Jay, he'd be here tonight with us.
And I'm also questioning Pepe's loyalty to his Knicks team.
Yeah,
because
LeBron James
isn't playing.
Like
you don't watch your team.
Well, I didn't watch the game. Are you out of your mind? Of
See,
course you
it.
Watched that game. They
that's
were going to clinch the
a lot
playoffs
of people
that
say
night.
They're fans, but they're not really fans. They're casuals.
Yeah, I don't like that. Donatus in Raleigh.
Thanks for taking my call. Keyshawn, grew up watching you, man. You made me want to play receiver for real.
Appreciate it.
Jay, also, great watching you too, man. As a fan of the sport, is it fun to watch your favorite players play? Absolutely. But as a fan of a team, if I'm a Lakers fan, the most important thing is raising that banner. So
thank you, LeBron,
because that's what he worked his butt off for last season and did for us. You got to remember, like, the banner thing is a legacy thing for the team. So, as a fan of a team, I don't want LeBron playing in a game against a team that my team is probably going to win without him. Not that it's meaningless. And then I also think that players opting not to play in certain games because of injuries does not mean that they don't care about the game specifically.
Thank you.
I don't think it's befallen any player that playing in that those games do count for them making the playoffs, especially for a team like the Lakers that's fighting to get into a standard playoff spot. But just recognizing that, hey, you know what? We'll probably do all right without us tonight. We need us to go if we end up falling in the play-in tournament, or if we get to the sixth seed and have an opportunity to compete for a championship. Thank you guys for taking my call.
Max, we have an open line for you whenever you want.
Yeah,
to
definitely.
Come
yeah, sure. That's definitely easy right to say now. When you're not the one buying the
Allen,
ticket to go to
Allen,
the game.
You and Greeny both don't say anything about raising banners or load management
that's
to
right,
your teams until your teams that you root for raise banners in. Yeah, that's
and then,
right.
And then I want to see when
if Julius
Randle has a slight injury.
I would love to have an opinion on a sport that I love when I'm watching a game, a national game, and it's like, well, that guy's – like, I can't judge this game because, like, you know, Nets played the Bucks those two games back-to-back. And what did we say? These games are meaningless because they're not at full. We have no idea about this. We don't know what they're going to look like in the postseason because we haven't seen them. This guy's sitting out.
I just don't hear people say, you know what, at the end of the year – man, damn, Giannis played every game this year. What a hell of a season. Like, we appreciate that. I've never heard fans, you know what? Yeah, that's why we come to games. Yeah, no, it's people like, when is Giannis going to win a chip?
When is Giannis
going to win a championship?
How do you even have that context without seeing him play in the regular season and dominate enough to win an MVP? How do you have that context? You don't, unless he's got the regular season to watch and
if I miss seven games, you don't have any context of how
absolutely.
I can dominate a season?
Yes.
Stop it.
Yes.
Stop it.
And on top of that, Jay, to go even one step further on your side, it looks like to me, based on my eyeballs and my NBA expertise, that team across this bridge, Brooklyn, they haven't played but seven games together. But it sure looked like to me that they might have an opportunity to win an NBA title when they get together.
I see. All right.
I
might need to load manage next week. It's okay, right? It's good. Just a couple of days. Well, Gino in Missouri.
We'll be okay.
Yeah, you'll be fine. I'll be fine.
Yes, sure, sir. Fine. Can you hear me?
Yes, got you, Gino.
Yeah, man. My opinion on load management is it's an embarrassment for the sport, man. Because why is it that players are making more money but playing less? It doesn't make sense, man.
That's a great point.
Load management is a lazy way to get through the regular season so you can cut to the playoffs.
You're not load managing 60% of the damn game.
Gino.
It's a handful of games. That's not going to help you get through the season into the playoffs. You got to play every game, and they're not load managing in the damn playoffs.
I have to do this, and I'm not saying that fans can't relate. I'm just trying to tell you, when you play the amount of time that some dudes are playing, when you play 82 games, if you're in year 9, I'm playing 82 games. You still have summer. You still have USA basketball things that guys are playing all throughout the year. It takes a toll on your body.
Sort of like Jordan did.
Sort
of like Michael Jordan did in the 90s.
You're compared to one guy.
80 games and 82 games.
But here's what I would say.
I guarantee you, if Jordan were playing in today's game, Jordan would not be playing all games like that. Sure. I guarantee you. Yeah, because scientifically, why would you do
just
that?
Just like Mike Tannenbaum said.
You have better information today than what you had 20 years ago.
Better information.
Before LeBron's injury, was he ever just taking rest? And didn't he speak out about it? Your own guy said he doesn't like it. Your own guy said he doesn't believe it.
Because he wasn't injured.
But why would he talk about it then like that?
Because
the way he talked about it, I wish I could find the quote immediately so I could use it.
Injured.
Exhibit A, Your Honor.
Well, look, here's what I would say. In defense of what you're saying, he was not injured.
Yeah.
When you are injured, it's a different situation. Again, those guys that are not injured, that may load manage, they're not load managing half the damn season. They're taking a game or two off. Yes. Is it poor management by an organization to give a guy a night off when it's a TNT ESPN game or an ABC game? Yes. That they shouldn't do that.
Alan, when you had your kids, did you change your diapers?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, you know what my dad said to me?
That was
load managing. You change your diapers. That's what my wife, your wife's supposed to do that. That's what you sound like. You sound like one of these guys back 30 years ago. Spit on it. Put some Robitussin on. Just play through it. Because that's what you're getting
Scott
paid
said,
to
put
do.
Tussin on it. Yeah. No, I mean.
Bart Scott. Listen to him.
I'm trying to find that quote.
That's what we did 30 years ago. That means it's right. No, that's what being a man is. You play every game.
Alan, you don't have to find it. You're probably right.
No, I am right.
But my whole point is he wasn't injured. It's not like these players are missing half the season. Okay, a handful of games in an 80-plus game season, plus the playoffs if you're a dominant team like the Lakers. I understand that people want to see the top players. If I went to a Dodger game, I'd say it again.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see Kershaw versus Verlander. DeGrom versus Walker Buehler. If Walker Buehler is not pitching, I'm probably mad as I drive up to the stadium because I've purchased the tickets already. My kids want to see it. I went to the cheating Astros game 7 at Dodger Stadium. I was pissed. I left in the fourth inning, and I spent money on tickets because we played poorly. I got so mad I left. That didn't make me happy. If I paid all this money to go see Michael Jordan as a kid, and I went to the stadium, and I wanted to see Jordan against Magic at the Forum, and one of them wasn't playing, I wouldn't be happy. I understand that part. But to make the excuse that LeBron James is holding out because he doesn't want to play even though he's hurt and all he cares about is raising the banner, that's not cool.
Or to build a narrative that guys are missing like 30 games.
Yes.
Like 20, 30 games because of load management.
Let me again be clear. neither Greeny nor myself is making this about LeBron, because we both know LeBron has always been against this idea. Okay, it's not about LeBron. I want to make that abundantly clear, because it's not. It's just using – what Greeny did was use what LeBron said, the phrasing of it so casually, more importantly, suggesting that that's just become the mentality in the NBA. And so Greeny used that as a jump-off point for his rant, that when I listen to it, as somebody that consumes the NBA as much as I do, not just the Knicks, but the entire NBA – I was listening to him, and I said, I wholeheartedly agree. It's become an issue. And in fact, it's become such an issue that in the commissioner's office, they have talked about it and trying to find ways to get around it, to work around it, to not make this become a bigger deal. You guys are making the case from the athlete's point of view. I'm trying to make the case from the fan point of view.
And I'm making
that's really what this is.
I'm making a case for the fan point of view, too. I just said
that. Yeah, you use your experience as a Dodger fan, right?
I would be upset as a Laker fan if I spent money on a big-time game to see the Celtics and Larry Bird and all them play, and then all of a sudden Bird was chilling and Kevin McHale was chilling, and I got to see, like, Cornbread Maxwell or something. And I would be like,
Fred Roberts.
Like, jeez, yeah, exactly, you know, Greg Kite. Like, I'm not here to see Greg Kite, you know? No, and that's just, right?
No, I mean, you're right, though. Yes.
I get that part. I just don't like what Greeny was trying to insinuate to me, that the banner was more important than LeBron playing in a game, even though he's coming off an injury.
Yeah, but I think what he was insinuating was the casual use of it, of the more importantly part, suggesting that that has just become such
at
the mentality
moment,
in
though,
the league.
Coach, at that moment, raising that banner is more important than getting injured again, so I can't help my team in the play-in tournament, as you continue to try to jab me with.
That part I definitely understand. That part I definitely understand, but to not acknowledge that this is an issue in the league. Now, and why is it in basketball more than anything else? And I know that Teddy Bruschi tried to suggest that maybe it'll sneak into the NFL. None of us think so, and you keep pointing out so eloquently why it won't, because it's too many players that it would affect domino effect. The NBA, Jay, we know this, star-driven. You got one guy, and if he's good, like look at Dallas. You get Luka, now all of a sudden, you're a team. But when you don't have Luka, you're abundantly worse.
Yes.
So that's why it's way more important in this sport than any other, including baseball. You know, yeah, okay, so maybe the pitcher being out might have, you know, that negative impact. But aside from that, basketball is the one sport out of the team sports that when the star sits out, it's going to hurt the team. And when you find out that he's sitting out just to rest, as a fan, that is hard to accept, especially if that's the only game I could have gone through this year. When you're sitting home watching on TV, I could just click and change the channel, right? But when I decide I'm going to this game, I'm invested in this game, I'm into this, I want to be passionate about a game. That's how Greeny put it. You want me to invest in your sport in this game when you don't invest in it?
If you were a fan of a team, and you drove 2 hours to see that team play.
Not happy. You don't even need to finish.
And that one player chose not to play that evening. You'd be hot.
Yes.
Would that anger outmatch the happiness that you would enjoy if that player and his team then won the championship that year?
No.
Yes.
No, it would not.
I'm an angry fan. The anger always
outweighs. So, Evan, you would hate the team more because that one player didn't play the one time you chose.
Have you met me?
Evan, you would go crazy.
But Jay, the reason I'm
the
probably
only game I got to see live, and they went winning championships. Like, hey, I went to one of those games. Well, nobody played though.
So you wouldn't go see your team play anymore.
You'd be done. You would never go back to see your team play, Evan.
No.
Okay.
Well, not unless they put me in the lineup. I want to get out there and start chucking up threes if LeBron doesn't play.
Well, that'll never happen. One of the main reasons that I bought the ticket in the first place is to do both, to see my team get their rings and raise the banner.
You went to a championship game.
Yeah.
Right? Yes.
Yeah. And we won a championship. That's all I care about. I didn't get a chance to see you play, Allen, but we won a championship, so I'm good. I'm happy. I got a chance. My kids got the chance to enjoy the experience of seeing confetti and whatever else goes on at that time.
Yeah, you're one of the fortunate ones that get to go to a game of that magnitude.
Not even that.
I'm a guy that went to game 68 against the Rockets. That's the only ticket I could get.
Even if it wasn't the championship and I drove 2 hours to see the banner raised and LeBron James wasn't playing, I get a chance to see the banner raised along with the other 16, take the pictures. I didn't get a chance to see LeBron play, but going in that game, I knew that it's the Rockets and we're probably going to win the game anyway, and he's not going to play much. I knew that. Get a chance to see AD play. You got to think outside the box, man.
So what are the amount of games that you would miss if you're low managing that you would just be angry about? Like one, two?
Yeah, if you just don't play.
First off. I'm not part of the camp. If I'm healthy, I'm going to play.
Yeah, and I think most players would want to feel that way.
Like, I don't think – I think that we're making it to be like so many players are healthy and choosing not to play.
No, what I'm saying is that it's grown enough of a concern that the commissioner has talked about it, right?
Because it's been prime time games. And it's been prime time
games. And what have they been able to do about it? People have pushed it so much
to make you feel like players are just milking it. That's what people have done.
Or that eventually, if nothing is said, it will become that. Well, I just won't play because it seemed to be acceptable. The conversation, of course, that will be evergreen. But tune into a National League battle Sunday as the Padres host the Cardinals. Coverage of Sunday Night Baseball begins at 6 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, and at 7 p.m. on ESPN. This MLB weekend preview brought to you by Credit Karma. Visit creditkarma.com/winmoney. to open your free account and start winning instant karma. Credit Karma money, progress starts here. So what does Bill Walton have to say about load management? The Hall of Famer joins us next. KJZ, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app. Make it, take it. Wide right.
Hey, it's Greeny, and on Friday, we're roaring into the final weekend of the NBA season with a lot left to be settled, plus plenty of baseball and schedule talk, too. See you then. It's Greeny, starting 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
SportsCenter right now. So the Suns beat the Trailblazers 118-111 last night. Why is that important? Twofold. First, Phoenix, the win moves them one game behind the Jazz for the top seed in the West. But the loss for the Blazers, that keeps the Lakers' chances of avoiding the play-in tournament alive. According to ESPN BPI, the Lakers now have a 21% chance to earn their top six seed. Dame Lillard had his seventh straight 30-point game in the loss. That's the second longest streak of his career. Meanwhile, the Warriors, they host the Pelicans tonight, 9:30 Eastern on ESPN. Steph Curry looking to become the fourth oldest player to win a scoring title in NBA history. Only Michael Jordan has won a scoring title at the age of 33 or older. Curry has five career 40-point games against the Pelicans. Watch that tonight. He trails only Russell Westbrook for the most all-time against New Orleans. If he makes one three-pointer tonight, it would officially pass his own record for the most three-point field goals made per game in a season all time. The Yankees play shortstop Gleyber Torres on the IL after testing positive for COVID-19. The Yankees confirmed 8 cases of the virus this week, with Torres becoming the first player to test positive over that stretch. The previous 7 cases have been among the Yankees' coaching staff and support staffs. The Yankees said Torres was fully vaccinated and previously had COVID-19 during the most recent baseball offseason. The Yankees lost to the Rays yesterday 9-1. It was their largest loss versus Tampa since 2016.
SportsCenter brought to you by Indeed. When you're looking to hire people fast, better late than never doesn't cut it. Fortunately, Indeed has Instant Match. Sponsor a job and you'll instantly receive a list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. More at Indeed.com/credit. Coming up next on KJZ ESPN Radio, we have Bill Walton, and that'll be after Key has this from Straight Talk.
It's time for some Straight Talk. Sure, saving money feels good, but cutting your wireless bill in half, that feels really good. Like a walk-off home run in the ninth inning good. Okay, maybe not that damn good, Jay, but pretty darn good. With Straight Talk, you can get 25 gigs of high-speed data for $45 a month, up to 50% less than the other guys, plus no contract, all on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot when you can pay half? Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Let's take Stump in New York real quick. Stump.
This is one of the best shows in the history of television.
Thank you.
So, you know, you got KB.
Y'all hear that out there, bosses?
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
On Jay Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn in for Zubin, and on the Goodyear Hotline, we are honored to be joined by the great Bill Walton.
Bill Walton.
As the Hall of Fame inducts a new class tomorrow, the Basketball Hall of Famer joins us right now on the show. Good morning, and who are you most excited to see as everybody gets back together for the Hall of Fame induction?
Wow. The Mohegan Sun, the forests of Connecticut, the Long Island Sound out in front of us here, Michael Jordan Steakhouse, the release of the Grateful Dead summer and fall tour, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and the Social Justice Award named in his honor. All these fantastic people, this incredible region of the world that has given me so much joy in my life as a Boston Celtic fan and a player and the broadcaster. And now I'm right here on ESPN Radio with two of my favorites, Keyshawn and Jay. Allen, how are you today? What a trip coming in here, working on so many different projects out there. And then I was trying to get some sleep last night. I was just too excited because as I walked in the hotel, even though it was in the wee morning hours, there were just so many of the Hall of Famers walking around, and to be able to see Bill Russell's family, to be able to see John Calipari, who had just come from the Knicks games, to be able to see Vlade Divac as I was unfolding out of my car. And then with all the different things going down this weekend, we got the 25th anniversary of the WNBA. We've got BAL, which is as cool as it gets. I'm so excited. One of the greatest sentences ever written was in the initial press release for the BAL, and they quoted the president of the Basketball Africa League, Amadou Gallo Fall. And here's the quote: through the Basketball Africa League, we will provide a platform for elite players from across the continent of Africa to showcase their talent and inspire fans of all ages, use basketball as an economic growth engine across Africa, and shine a light on Africa's vibrant sporting culture. That says it all. And with that play-in tournament starting next week and all the different guys, Ellen, I may not be like you in that I don't rank, rate, and compare everything. I just try to enjoy, and with the all-NBA teams going to be coming out pretty soon, it's going to be as difficult a challenge as maybe ever, because there are just so many top players. The Coach of the Year awards, Defensive Player of the Year, Rookie of the Year, Most Improved Player, all the different things going on. And as great as it's all going to be, we've got the Michael Jordan Steakhouse right here in the Mohegan Sun Resort. And I'm looking out the window right now. I can see for miles and miles and miles. And I got in and was looking at the program. I could not go to sleep. Please get a hold of this program. This is a historical document of the highest order. And all the different people going in, and the honorees in the media division, so many of my friends who will all be here. You've got Jim Gray, Mike Breen, Mike Wilbaum.
Wow.
You got the Turner team and everything. And you got then Bill Russell, George Raveling, and Wayne Embry getting the Manny Jackson Award. This is going to be absolutely spectacular. History is on display, but also the future and the job that Adam Silver is doing. I don't believe he'd be shocked at anything the way it's going to play out this year. And the way that Luka Doncic can play, oh my goodness gracious, that guy is just beautiful. But there's so many of them right now. I mean, you got the Joker. You got Doc Rivers doing a remarkable job as a coach of Philadelphia and getting the most out of those guys. Quinn Snyder with the best record in the league. Tom Thibodeau getting the Knicks back into the action. And then, you know, with Steph Curry, the year he's having, Chris Paul, the leadership capability, plus the delivery of just performance day in and day out. Russell Westbrook, Damian Lillard, Giannis, Joel Embiid, and then Harden, Irving, and Durant down there in Brooklyn. Devin Booker in Phoenix, Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, they're playing really well. Blazers playing fantastic ball. So it's all right there. I get to be here. I am the luckiest guy in the world. We're 2 days here at the Mohegan Sun, and then we go over to Springfield, the unveiling of the new Basketball Hall of Fame over there, the announcement of next year's class, and then from there, we're going back into Boston for a day and a half, Lori and I, before we fly home. And I must say, I had never flown JetBlue Mint in my entire life. And we got on that plane yesterday, and we could not believe how nice that was. Oh, my goodness gracious. I watched the Gordon Lightfoot, If You Could Read My Mind movie. Tremendous. Check that out. Did a lot of work on the computer, did some reading, and I'm just the luckiest guy in the world. I'm alive. I'm on ESPN Radio, and I'm with Keyshawn and Jay. If they're even here, I haven't heard their voices yet. Please, what's going on?
What's up, man?
How you doing, Bill?
You know the way I feel about you. Had you been a Trojan, you might be great, you know. But instead, you pick UCLA. Well, yeah. So, you know how that goes.
What a great school you went to, Keyshawn. Just absolutely remarkable, and all the, you know, the second most, USC has the second most Hall of Fame members associated with their school. 14. Maybe 15. 14 now with Paul Westfall, who sadly passed away. And one of the things about this program is that it has all the guys in memoriam, the guys who are no longer with us here. And so as we think of how much of our lives have changed in the pandemic, and I'm so glad that we're moving in the right direction. We got the right leadership. Nothing ever happens good without great leadership. And so we're moving in the right direction there in the news yesterday of the mask regulations. But to lose in 1 year, to lose David Stern, Kobe, Morgan Wooten, Boris Stankovic, Jerry Sloan, Eddie Sutton, Wes Unseld, Lou Dolson, John Thompson, Tom Jernstadt, Tommy Heinsohn, Casey Jones, Paul Westfall, John Chaney, Elgin Baylor, and Slick Leonard. Oh, my God. I mean, so much is going down right now.
Bill.
We're alive, and we're just doing everything we can. And that's one of the things that's so special about Kareem's the award that's going to be named in his honor. And, you know, Kareem was everybody's hero and everybody's standard of excellence. And I'm not sure if anybody's ever played better than Kareem since he was the first 20-year player. He made college basketball what it is. But, you know, his, like John Wooden, Kareem's post-playing career is becoming even more impactful, even more important. And it's just absolutely tremendous. And the way that through David Stern and through now all the guys who have carried on in his place, that basketball, with that quote from the Basketball Africa League, basketball is being used as a vehicle to make the world a better place. And we're the recipients of all those efforts, all that sacrifice. And we are just the luckiest people on earth to be alive and to be a part of something Agreed. So special.
Bill, I love hearing you talk. I'm curious to get your quick thought on Michael Jordan. Yep. We'll be talking about Kobe Bryant. What do you think that's going to be like?
Jay, I don't know, but I saw Michael's speech at Staples Center when Kobe passed away and they had the service there. And I don't know if the presenters are going to speak. They used to speak until I presented Robert Parrish, and I spoke longer than Robert did as a presenter. And so recently, but you know, everything has changed, and so I haven't had the chance. But, we're told that Michael will be here as Kobe's presenter, and that's fantastic. Jackie McMullen wrote a great article just the other day about their relationship. But I'm not sure what the speaking situation is going to be, because if the presenters speak and if the inductees speak, will we be able to make it to tomorrow? But, you know, here's a situation that Michael is just the epitome of perfection in everything, and to have his restaurant right here and to have him come out, because everybody wants Michael Jordan. Everybody loves Michael Jordan, the Last Dance and the brilliance of all the different things that he's been able to do in his life and the relationship that they had. And so, you know, Michael, whatever the situation, he will deliver. Now, I'm not sure how old you are, Jabe, and how many of Michael's games you got to watch, but I got to watch almost every one of them. I got to play in some of them, and I got to broadcast a whole lot of them. And I remember when the children were growing up, because I grew up myself in a household without a television set. And, you know, we had the radio and we had books and we had a lot of just the conversation that I could not participate in because I'm a lifelong stutterer and I could not speak till I was 28. Learning how to speak is my greatest accomplishment. But when I was the parent of young children and the guys were always there and all their buddies all the time, we never missed Michael Jordan's game. And we never sat around ever and said to ourselves, and this standard applies to Kareem too, we never said to ourselves, hey, do you think Michael's going to have a good game today? And so the way that he would prepare, the way that he would come and deliver in every aspect, he would deliver in the pregame media interview, the postgame media interview, on the court. It was just absolutely spectacular. And for him to be selected, and, we have so many different Hall of Famers coming in here. While we don't rank them, rate them, or compare them, Michael Jordan, well, that is a standard. You know, when you're going to be considered at the top of the NBA, just, you know, in the historical sense, you know, not just one day, not just one game, not just one season, not just one couple of spans here, but you're talking about Bill Russell and Wilt and Oscar and Kareem and Larry and Magic and Michael. And then, you know, the rest of the guys are still playing. So you can't really, you know, put them in that category at this point. But, oh, my gosh, what LeBron James has been able to do with his career. Wow. And the challenge for all these guys who were hurt like crazy is to be able to predict their health, to be able to predict their ability to deliver peak performance on command, the ultimate skill of the champion. And so we have so many guys hurt. And if you haven't been there now, Jay, I know the history of your injuries and how difficult it has been for you. I'm in the same situation. You know, I missed 9.5 full seasons of my NBA career because of injuries, and you cannot predict when you're going to be healthy. You cannot predict how healthy you will be. And to be able to just think that you're going to walk out on that court after having not played not played in a really long time, to be able to say, okay, now I'm going to be the best player in the world again against people who have been playing for months on end at the top of their game. And so these teams, like, the Sixers, yes, Ben Simmons is out right now, and the Nets, they've got their problems. But, you know, Giannis, oh, my goodness gracious. And then out in the West, you've got Utah and the Suns playing really well. Denver's on fire. They've been able to survive without Jamal Murray. And the Clippers, they're playing really, really well right now. And they have Rajon Rondo. And he is just he is a champion, and he was hugely responsible. Rondo was for last year's Laker championship, and for him now to be on the Clippers and their ability to bring it. I know that they have had some injury and health challenges of their own with Kawhi and with Paul George, but man, this playoff and the play-in tournament is just going to be over the top. You got 8 teams, 6 games, a whole week leading up to the start of the bigger series, and with one game each and every night. I mean, it's just going to be something that you cannot miss. And when you look, I have no idea what the final schedule will be here, but in the West, you're looking at what the Lakers and Golden State. Playing this Steph and LeBron, if LeBron can play. I mean, the last 2 times I saw LeBron play, he was struggling with that leg. The last couple times I've watched Anthony Davis play, he's been struggling with a lot of different things. To think you're just going to be able to walk out there and turn it on, that's what's going to make it so special, is because you have all this talent and everything on the line, and starting it off with the Basketball Hall of Fame, and let's get going here. I'm ready. This is going to be wonderful. And also, I saw on the plane on the JetBlue Mint last night that 144, the show on the WNBA, and their wobble last year. And that's just spectacular stuff. ESPN on top of what ESPN is doing for the sport of basketball right now, just over the top.
Mm-hmm. Bill, it is obviously going
into... What was your question again?
It's amazing. What you did was answer all of the questions that we had to talk to you about, all in the same thought process, which is what makes you so special. But obviously this weekend special, the playoffs coming up special, WNBA, a lot of basketball to be had on the menu. And I know how excited you are about it, and of course how passionate you are about it. And we always love talking to you. Thanks.
I want to know... Alan, I want to know which Grateful Dead shows that I'm going to see Keyshawn and Jay at, because they put the schedule out.
I finally got them listening to Led Zeppelin.
Take us. I will go to a Grateful Dead concert with you.
And I will not.
I will go with you, Bill.
At the Garden.
I want to see the wonders of the world.
They're coming to Citi Field. They're coming to Philadelphia, yep. Bethel, Saratoga Springs, Mansfield, Hartford. Yeah, here we go in the shadow of ESPN, Cleveland, Ohio. And then they come west. Oh, then they do 2 days at Wrigley Field. Don't ever miss that. Don't ever miss any of them. We'll be out there the whole time. Here we go.
All right. Well, hopefully when they're in New York, maybe you could stop by and we can
City
go.
Field, let's
City
go.
City Field, let's make it happen.
And then the last 3 shows, the last 5 shows are at Phoenix, San Diego, and then 3 at the Hollywood Bowl. Turn it up. Man. Get up close and front.
Maybe Hollywood Bowl is the one we've got to do. That's the one we've got to do. But we got to run. Bill, thanks so much. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the Hall of Fame. And again, all the best.
Thanks, Bill.
I wish I could run.
I wish I
could be in the midst of all of this. I wish I could have my wing guys be Keyshawn and Jay.
Final thoughts, Bill.
And we would go out there and we would have the time.
Final thoughts, Bill. Final thoughts.
I don't know.
Any final thoughts, Bill?
There would no way that you
would
load
the most. Make.
Fight on, Bill, man. We got to run. Fight on, buddy.
Appreciate you.
Keyshawn, shine on. Enough of the fighting. Here we go. Have a great day.
Oh, man.
Shine on. No fight. No more fighting. We're tired of this fighting.
Always special. You're telling me that if he showed up and he's like, I got tickets, Citi Field, Dead and Company, Keyshawn, let's go. You'd be like, no, I'm all set.
Yeah, probably.
That's an experience, man.
Yeah, it is, but I probably have some other things that I need to do.
That's something, though. Until you're there, you wouldn't realize what you were missing.
Can I tell you, Bill and I had to do a speaking engagement together at an event in California. This is a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah.
It was the easiest money I've ever made. He did the whole hour and a half.
Filibuster.
And I got asked a question. He said, Jay Will, let me take this one.
No,
and it was like, Jay, so how was your experience winning a championship? He's like, Jay, let me take this one. That's how the whole speaking engagement went. Best time of my life.
It's tremendous. And we did think about just letting it go and seeing if we could just go right into the weekend with Bill. Yeah. But there was an opportunity to obviously.
Well, he hit on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, including,
said,
of course, though,
Bill Walton on everything. That's what it said.
That was the best on ESPN News, the lower third, saying that. But in truth, though, with Michael Jordan, we saw him already tearful talking about Kobe at the service. You think he'll be more Michael Jordan telling those biting stories like from his Hall of Fame induction when he talks about Kobe here? Less emotion, more, you know, what we knew about Kobe, what we remembered about Kobe as the player.
Yeah, I think we'll see the Michael Jordan that Kobe, you know, yes, kind of followed after, because that's the legacy you want to ultimately have for Kobe.
I don't know what you see when you are close to somebody. Certain things hit you a certain way at a certain time.
True.
So, you know, you're up there talking about them and inducting them into the Hall of Fame and kind of reliving certain moments. I'm sure the stories will be such that we gravitate to them and we hold on to them as we're watching.
This is more about Kobe the player more than, right, the service was more Kobe the man. This is, Hall of Fame is the player.
This is Mamba.
And so, yeah, this Black is Mamba. And this is a lot of those memories of him as a player coming in as such a young player and the impact that he had, the pressure on him.
Only thing I'll say is a lot of things about the Black Mamba translate to everyday life for a lot of people.
Yeah, it's amazing how that has become something that a lot of people have gravitated towards. So enjoy the basketball weekend, everybody. Key's going to dunk on Jay!